One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey everyone, my name is Annie. I'm 15 years old. About 3 years ago, I found out that my mom was not actually my mother. Turns out she kidnapped me from the hospital. My life was turned upside down. They wanted to change my name. I can't get used to my new family. I'm so unhappy and I have no one to talk to about these things. Let me tell you everything from the beginning. To make sure that you don't get confused about who's who, I'll refer to the woman who brought me up as my fake mom. The woman who gave birth to me and who I'm living with now, I'll call my real mom. I was 12 when I learned this terrible truth about my life. I was in school and I was called to the principal's office. There was a policeman and two women waiting for me there. One of them was a psychologist and the other was a social worker. Apparently, you need a psychologist there when telling kids about stuff like this. The social worker was going to take care of me until I was taken to my new family. They told me about what happened very simply. The people who brought me up weren't my real family. The woman who I thought was my mom had stolen me from my real mom. I was going to be taken to my real family as soon as possible, and I was going to live with them from now on. My whole life changed at that moment. My real family lived in another city. A few days later, the social worker took me to meet my new family. I went from being a single child to having a brother. My real mom is a cashier at a convenience store. She couldn't get time off work, so we met her at the store. She started crying when she saw me. My real dad is a construction worker. He's often out of town for work. I met him when he came home for the weekend. But they were complete strangers to me. When the truth came out, my fake mom was taken into custody at work. My fake dad was picked up from home and taken to the police station. After the initial interrogation, my fake mom was arrested and taken to jail. My fake dad was released because he thought that I was his real daughter. So you see, my fake mom tricked him too. Here's the most exciting part. I'll tell you about how I got kidnapped. My fake mom had to confess to everything and describe every detail of how she kidnapped me during her trial. 15 years ago, my real mom felt labor pains when she was getting ready to go to work. They didn't have a lot of money back then, just like now. So she had to go to work even when she was 9 months pregnant. When she got to the hospital, they said it was too early to take her into the delivery room, but they didn't send her home either. They made her wait in her room until her contractions became regular. A while later, a nurse came into her room. After a short conversation, the nurse asked my real mom where the father is. "My husband is working in another city. He'll probably come tomorrow," she said. You guessed it right. That woman wasn't really a nurse. She was my fake mom, dressed as a nurse on the hunt for a baby. In court, she explained that she stole the nurse's uniform from the hospital's laundry room. She had short hair back then, but she wore a wig to disguise herself. Since it was a large hospital, it was easy for her to walk around pretending to be a nurse. She approached pregnant women to figure out whether or not they were alone. They took my real mom to the delivery room shortly after. I was born 20 minutes after 12. Then they brought my real mom back to the same room. Once she had rested, they brought the baby, meaning me, into the room to be nursed for the first time. A nurse who was an expert on breastfeeding gave my real mom a quick intro, then left my mom alone with me. Half an hour later, my fake mom came into the room still wearing her nurse outfit. She asked my real mom if she had breastfed the baby. My real mom said she did as much as she could. I had an identification bracelet on my wrist. My fake mom said, the baby will get her first vaccinations. In the meantime, why don't you get some sleep? She didn't want my real mom to get suspicious. What will you name her? The bracelet only has your name on it. Let's put the baby's name on the bracelet too, said my fake mom. My real mom said they were going to name me Crystal. My fake mom took me and left. She had stashed a large bag in the bathroom nearby.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
She went straight there and put me inside the bag, threw away the nurse's uniform and the wig, and just walked out of the hospital through the front door. I started crying and screaming. She thought she'd attract attention if she took a taxi or a bus, so she walked all the way home, which took about 5 or 6 hours. So why did my fake mom do something like this? Even though it doesn't excuse it, there is a tragic story behind what she did. My fake mom and my fake dad weren't getting along at the time. My fake dad wanted a divorce. My fake mom got pregnant, even though she didn't want to, just to save her marriage. She thought her husband would not leave her alone with a baby. As it turned out, he still left her. However, because of the pregnancy, he didn't file for divorce. So she got excited, thinking, when the baby is born and he sees it and holds it, he'll melt and come back home. So she went to the hospital the moment she felt contractions, but the doctor said that the baby was no longer alive. She was devastated because she felt that she not only lost her baby, but also her husband. In that state of mind, she came up with the devious plan to steal someone else's baby and make it her own. She knew she couldn't do it at the same hospital because it was too small. After a while, she started visiting the city's largest hospital, which is where she stole me from. After she brought me home, she waited a few days before telling anyone. Finally, she told her mom, my fake grandmother, and then her husband, my fake father, that she gave birth. Obviously, nobody thought that I could have been a stolen baby. When my fake dad saw me, he fell in love with me right away, and he moved back home and got back together with my fake mom the next day. I'm sure many of you are really curious. Even though I have mixed feelings, I still love both of them. They are the ones who brought me up, gave me the best of everything, and made me feel loved all the time. My fake mom is a public relations director, and my fake dad is a software engineer. We were doing really well financially. We had a beautiful home, and I went to a really good private school. But more importantly, we were a happy family. We have such wonderful memories together. Both my fake dad and my fake mom are amazing people. I miss them and our old days so much. My real mom is not to blame, of course. Somebody stole her baby and she had to live with that pain all these years. But even if she is my real mom, she is still a total stranger to me. I try to be nice to her, but I can't say that we're getting along very well. Once we started living together, she started calling me by the name she had given me. Good morning, Crystal. How are you, Crystal? What would you like to eat, Crystal? At first, I didn't say anything, but my name is Annie. I love my name, and I definitely do not want to change it. Finally, I had to tell her that. I understand you, but I don't think I can get used to another name, I said. She was really sad. I don't want to call you by the name a kidnapper gave you. What are we going to do? She asked. She was right. This was just another problem with no solution. We've been living together for 3 years now. My brother and my real dad call me Annie. But my real mom can only call me dear or sweetheart. She avoids saying my name. I feel like my new family and I come from different worlds. We are so different that when I got to know them, I began to think that there's no way I could be their child. But they had done a DNA test for the court, which proved that they are actually my real parents. Hold on, I don't think I told you how this all came out. That part of the story is also a bit tragic. It was my fake mom's own mother who told the truth to the police. My fake mom and her mother never got along. Honestly, I don't really like her because she has always been sneaky. One day, when I was a baby, she came to visit and came across the identification bracelet from the hospital. It had my real mom's name on it, so she got suspicious but didn't say anything at the time. She went to the hospital and did some research to find out what had happened. That's how she learned that my fake mom had lost her baby. She is so evil that she kept this to herself all this time, but used it against my fake mom years later. My fake grandmother had been living in a nursing home for some time, and she wasn't happy about it. When my fake mom went to visit her, she said she hated it there and told her that she wanted to live with her. But my fake mom said no. They had a huge fight, and my fake grandmother called the police and told them everything to get revenge. Right now, I'm not allowed to see my fake family. I mean, my fake mom is in prison and she'll be there for another 4 years. She may not be my biological mom. She may have stolen me, but she's the one who brought me up. I told you, I miss her a lot, and I'm sure she misses me too. I'm so confused. I don't feel anything towards my real mom and dad. I feel bad saying this, but I feel like I had a better family and lived a nicer life thanks to my fake mom. I wish the truth never came out. I wish I could go back to how things used to be. But there is nothing I can do. I have to focus on my future. I'm waiting until I turn 18. I'm going to leave my real family as soon as I can. I want to live with my fake mom when she gets out of jail, no matter what it takes. I won't accept anything else. I've been referring to her as my fake mom, but I don't feel like that at all. To me, she is my real mom, and I'm her one and only daughter. Hey everyone, I'm Riley. Unfortunately, my family broke up because of me. I had to make a really important decision. I thought about it long and hard, and I think I made the right choice. But I'm still not 100% sure. Put yourself in my shoes when you listen to my story. What would you have done if you were me? I knew that my mom and dad were having some problems. This was all because of my mom. She couldn't tolerate my dad at all. She snapped at him every chance she got. My dad is a very easygoing person. I've never heard him say anything bad. He's good to the point of being naive. That's why I couldn't accept my mom's behavior toward him. But I could see that my dad loved my mom despite everything. One day, when I was looking at my mom's Instagram posts, I realized that someone that I didn't know had given likes on all her photos. I thought that was very strange. The man's account was private, so I couldn't see who he was. My mom stopped working when I was born. So her social circle consisted of her friends from university and the mother she met through my school. But it looked like my mom had an admirer. As far as I could tell from the tiny profile pic on his account, he was quite handsome. I Googled his name, but nothing came up. I didn't want to ask my mom about it, but I was really curious about what was going on.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Whenever my mom would post a new photo, I'd check if the man gave a like to it. I noticed that he never missed one. I realized something else as I looked through her photos. She had stopped posting photos that we took together. The last 15 or 20 photos were just of her. One day, while she was busy in the kitchen, I came up with a plan. My dad was still at work. My mom's phone was charging in the living room. She came to check something on her phone and then went back to the kitchen. I grabbed the phone before the screen got locked. My heart was pounding like crazy. I opened Instagram and looked at her messages. Just as I thought, there were tons of messages between her and the man. I looked through them. Most of it was pretty casual stuff. As I was scrolling down, I saw one message where the man said, "I miss you." She replied, "Me too, but please don't write stuff like this here. My phone is always lying around at home." I got so annoyed with her. I checked out the man's profile. All of his photos were from the gym. He was either a gym junkie or a personal trainer. Turns out, my mom was cheating on my dad with this guy. I cried for a long time in my room. I felt so bad for my dad. This was the worst thing she could do to him. I decided that I had to talk to my mom about it. I called her and asked her to come to my room. "Are we communicating by phone in the house now?" she said as she came in. My eyes were swollen from crying. She panicked and asked, "What's wrong, Riley?" And I started crying again. I told her about what I had seen. She didn't deny it. "You're old enough to understand this. I'd never loved your father. Our families pressured us into getting married. I was too young to say no. But I haven't had one second of happiness in this marriage," she said. "Then you should have gotten a divorce. Why did you stay married?" I asked. "Because you were born, and I didn't want you to grow up without a father," she said. For a moment, I almost felt what she did was justified, but then I thought of my dad and got really angry. I was about to say, "My dad is a really good person. You shouldn't have done this to him," but she stopped me before I could say anything. "Do you think your dad deserved to be with me? He's a pushover. I've been putting up with him for years. Don't you dare defend him. I want to live my own life from now on," she said, and left the room, slamming the door. I was so angry that she was so comfortable with all of this. So what was I supposed to do? Was I going to be part of this lie? At first, I calmed myself down and thought for a long time. I finally made my decision. My dad should know that my mom is cheating on him, and I had to be the one to tell him. I'm going to tell you this part really quickly because even remembering that night hurt me. In short, when my dad came home, I asked him to come to my room, and I told him about the messages and the conversation I had with my mom. He was shocked. His face went red. His eyes watered. As usual, he acted so nicely. "Perhaps you misunderstood. Let me talk to your mom," he said. He came back quickly. "Riley, your mom is gone," he said really sadly. He gave me a note he was holding in his hands. It said, "I didn't want to leave like this, but I'm still really happy that I left." My mom knew that I would tell my dad everything when I called him to my room. While we were talking, she quickly packed some clothes in a suitcase and left her husband and daughter. You can imagine what happened after that. Our life completely changed. My dad tried hiding it, but I could tell that he was having a really hard time. I, on the other hand, kept on wondering, did I do the right thing by telling him? But what else was I going to do? Pretend like I didn't know my mom was cheating on him? My dad must have felt that I was struggling because one night at dinner he said, "Riley, you did the right thing. And your mom did the right thing by leaving. Neither of you had another choice." I felt relieved after he said this. "So what happens now?" I asked. He smiled. "We'll clear the table," he said. I knew what he meant. We were going to move on with our lives. We didn't have another choice. Days were going by really fast. I was aware of my mom's absence, but it was really odd that I didn't miss her at all. Every time I thought of her, I just felt empty inside. She had abandoned me. "I want to live my own life from now on," she had said. She had preferred another life and another person to me. One evening, something unexpected happened. My phone rang, and it was my mom. I wasn't sure if I should pick up. Why was she calling me? Did she regret leaving? I decided to answer the phone. She sounded really sad. "Riley, sweetheart, I miss you so much. Can I see you tomorrow? There is something really important I want to talk to you about," she said. I felt like I missed her too, but I didn't want to admit it. I turned ice cold and said, "No, you can't, because I don't want to see you," and hung up the phone. I was really nervous, though. Had I done the right thing? What was so important that she had to tell me? Should I tell my dad that mom had called? I went to bed with these on my mind. I was so confused the entire week. I was glad that my mom was sad and that she missed me. But if that was the life she wanted, why did she miss me? I didn't say anything to my dad. We had settled into our new life and everything was calm. I knew he was thinking of my mom all the time, but I didn't want to stir things up again. That Saturday, I woke up really late. It was almost noon. I grabbed my phone and looked at my messages. There was a message from a number I didn't know. I couldn't believe my eyes. "Riley, please help me. Come here with your dad and save me. I'm sending this message from someone else's phone. I'm going to delete it now. Please show your dad the location I sent." I read the whole thing again. Yes, this was definitely mom. I checked the location. It was about 3 to 4 miles away from our house. What had happened? Who were we going to save her from? I ran to my dad and showed him the message. He panicked. Are we going to go? I asked. He said, what kind of question is that? We have to go and at least see what's going on. When we were in the car, I noticed my hands were all sweaty.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
I was scared, but at the same time excited that I was going to see my mom. I was also really curious about what we were going to find. After driving for a while, we finally got there. It was a tall building. I counted the floors from the car. There were 8. Was my mom on one of them? How many apartments were there on each floor? Why hadn't she written the whole address? Maybe she didn't know. Maybe she was brought here by force. Whose phone did she text from? Where was her own phone? I was asking my dad all these questions. He was nodding and looking at the entrance of the building, clearly worried. Just then, a man came out and I recognized him right away. It was the man that my mom had left us for. One look at him and you could tell that he spent his whole life at the gym. I said, "That's him," and my dad knew what I meant. He was holding onto the steering wheel with such force that I wondered how we'd get back home if it broke. In a desperate voice, he said, "This is beyond us. We need to call the police." The police arrived shortly. We told them what we knew. They entered the building and checked each apartment one by one. They found my mom in a small apartment on the 6th floor. When they brought her out, she ran to us right away. She was so happy and wanted to hug me. I felt bad for her, so I let her hug me, but I didn't hug her back. We learned about what happened as my mom was talking to the police. The man brought her to this apartment. She thought he lived there, but she found out that the apartment was rented out daily. Apparently, he was married. When she found out, she wanted to leave, but he wouldn't let her. He took away my mom's phone. He'd lock the door when he was going out. My mom sent the message from his phone when he was sleeping. The police asked, "Why didn't you contact us instead of your daughter?" My mom mumbled something but didn't give a coherent answer. I'll tell you why she didn't call the police. She wanted to use this situation to make things up with us. If she had called the police, they would have saved her, but we wouldn't have known about it. She contacted me because she wanted us to witness everything and see her as the victim. According to her plan, we'd pity her and forgive her. If she had been planning all this, she must have really wanted to win us back. But would she have wanted us back if that man was single? Of course not. She would keep on living the life she wanted with that man. But when things didn't go her way, she wanted to take advantage of her bad situation. The next day, Dad and I went back to our calm life. A few months later, my parents got divorced. I obviously chose to live with my dad. My mom has the legal right to see me, but she doesn't have the guts to do it. Because she can imagine the things I'll tell her, and she's scared to hear them.
Hi everyone, I'm Naomi. I know all kids love their mothers, but I really loved mine. She deserved all the love in the world and more. It was bewildering how kind she was. I believe she was sent to this world to show others how to be a good person. When she completed her mission, God called her back. She had cancer, but I didn't know it for a long time. My parents hid it from me. I thought she had been visiting my grandmother for a while, but she was in the hospital. One day, my dad picked me up from school and took me there. I was shocked to see my mom in bed. She looked so sick, and yet she was smiling. But she had a hard time speaking. I had to lean in very close to hear her. Naomi, my sweet girl, unfortunately I won't be around much longer, but I'll keep loving you. Always remember that. I asked your dad to find someone else to marry because you're still so young. You need a loving family to grow up in. Please love your new mother. Be a happy family. That's how I'll be at peace. It's all I'm asking of you. This is how my mom said goodbye to me. She died a few days later. I was really sad, but I was also in a state of shock. A week earlier, I had my beloved mother with me, and now, when I was just 13, she was gone. It took me a while to believe it, but eventually I realized I had no choice but to accept this reality. One day, a few months later, my dad came up to me and said, "Naomi, we're going out for dinner. I'd like to introduce you to someone." He looked sheepish as he said it. He was looking at the floor. I couldn't help myself. "I don't want to meet anyone," I yelled. This time he looked at me. "Sweetie, I promised your mother that I would bring you up in a loving family." "That was your mom's last wish. Please understand me," he said. I nodded in desperation. Mm-hmm. He was right, since she had told me the same thing. That was the day I met Cora. She was my dad's friend from college. They weren't very close back then, but had reconnected through Facebook. She was divorced and had a daughter around my age who was living with her dad. That fact alone should have been enough to tell me that she wasn't a good person. How could a mother leave her daughter? How could she let her live in another home? I didn't think about that at first. In fact, I liked her. She seemed affectionate and interested in me. She asked me a ton of questions to get to know me. She was also really funny. I laughed so hard that night that my face hurt. On our way back home, my dad said, "You like her too, right?" Mm-hmm. I smiled and nodded. "You don't have to love her like your mom. Not that it's even possible. All I'm asking is that you give her a chance," he said. I don't know if he would have listened to me if I'd said I didn't like her, but I still regret being so positive about her. After that, things moved really quickly. They got married and Cora moved in with us. Now I had a stepmother. Both my mom and my dad wanted me to love her, so I resolved to try my best, especially for my mom's sake. However, I quickly realized that this wasn't possible. Cora was like the evil stepmother in fairy tales. Every day, I would discover something new I didn't like about her. For one thing, she was a control freak. She didn't want the door to my room to be closed. Whenever I closed it, she'd open it. Finally, she made my dad remove the door. The excuse was that the door had to be painted. It turned out that she was also really selfish. Her doctor told her to consume less salt or cut it out completely if possible. From that day on, she started cooking without salt. She wouldn't even allow us to have salt on the table. She said she'd be tempted to use it, and therefore we couldn't have any either. She also had weird obsessions. For example, she'd never use a public bathroom. She believed that she would get all sorts of diseases if she did. She wouldn't let me use them either because she said I'd be bringing the bacteria home if I did. A few times I had to pee so bad that I had to run home. One weekend, my stepmom's daughter Amy came to stay with us after my dad insisted. I was suspicious of her because of her mom, but I was wrong because Amy was nothing like her. It turned out that she was super cool and we had a great time. I think Cora didn't like that we got along because she kept on asking me to do chores while Amy and I were hanging out. For example, my dad always takes the trash out in the evening, but for the first time, she asked me to do it.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
My dad will do it later, I said, but she mumbled something like, "Do it now so that it doesn't smell." This was just one example. There are so many other things. She made me water all the plants. She made me clean the bathroom after she took a shower. She made me go out to the store to buy batteries for the TV remote and stuff like that. We were surprised each time. Amy knew her mother much better than I did and said, "You never know what to expect from her. I'm sure she has her reasons, but only she knows what they are." My stepmother kept on treating me the same way in the following days. I didn't understand why. The only thing I could think of was that Amy and I got along. I thought she probably got jealous because she didn't get along with Amy, even though she's her mom. "You're going to make our bed in the mornings," she said, but I protested. "Why? I already make my own bed," I said. "You need to learn to do housework. You'll need these skills later," she said, clearly making up an excuse. She was now making me take out the trash every day too. Even though we had someone coming to clean the house twice a week, she still made me vacuum everywhere, dust the furniture, and clean the floors after school. I couldn't say no because she always came up with weird excuses and didn't stop talking until I did. Sometimes I'd do what she asked just to shut her up. These were acceptable to a certain degree. The last straw was when she told me to wash her car. I won't wash your car. Who do you think I am, your personal maid? This is way too much, I yelled. She started crying right away. I didn't know how to react. This grown woman was crying like a baby. I ran to my room. If my room had a door, I would have slammed it. Cora cried nonstop for hours. When my dad came home, her eyes were swollen. He was surprised and asked what was wrong. Nothing, she said, acting like she didn't want to tell him. My dad kept on asking, so she finally gave in and told him what was wrong. Apparently, I was treating her like an enemy since the day she moved in. I was being rude to her when she spoke to me. I was trying to come between her and my dad. I could clearly hear everything she said. She was making up all sorts of lies, but she put me in such a terrible position that if I told my dad that she was lying, it was as if I'd be confirming all that she was saying. My dad came into my room hours later. He just said, "I didn't expect this from you." My stepmom twisted everything, so denying it would have made me sound bad, so I didn't say anything. The next day, when I came back from school, my stepmother held out the keys to her car, smiling. "Wash my car if you don't want to disappoint your dad again," she said. I did it, but I was so angry that I cried. I didn't want her to make up new lies to my dad. As I was washing the car, I got an idea. If I logged into her social media accounts, would I find something in her messages that would help me? After washing the car, I took out the trash, cleaned the bathroom, and took out the laundry from the washing machine. After a bunch of other chores, I went to my room and called Amy right away. I told her what was going on. "I need your help," I said. She said she'd be happy to help. "Do you know your mom's Facebook password? Any guesses?" I asked. "If she's still using the same password, it's the first two letters of our dog's name and her old car's license plate number," she said. She spelled it out and I wrote it down. I was shaking with anxiety. I opened my laptop and entered my stepmother's email address and the password that Amy guessed, but it didn't work. Then I had another idea. I ran out and checked the license plate number of the car I had just washed. I came back and entered the new number. Bingo! I was in my stepmother's Facebook. I quickly opened her messages. There was a long conversation between her and her sister where she described in detail all the things she made me do, everything she told my dad, and how she manipulated all of us. These messages were enough to show who she really was. There was also a message from her ex-husband. Her ex, who is Amy's dad, had written, "Start living an honest life. If you get caught again, I won't do anything to help you out this time." He was a lawyer, so Cora must have been involved in some criminal behavior. I didn't know what it was, though. You can guess what happened afterwards. When my dad came home, I called him to my room. "I know it was wrong, but I had no other choice. You need to read Cora's messages on Facebook," I said. My dad sat calmly and read through everything. He didn't say anything. He just took down some notes and made screenshots. Then he kissed me on my forehead and left. A while later, I heard the front door close. I guess my dad didn't want to have this conversation at home. He and Cora went out. When I went to bed, they still weren't back. When I woke up, Cora wasn't at home. While I was at school, she packed her stuff and left. I never saw her again. "Naomi, this was all my fault. I'm really sorry. I think we dodged a bullet." I talked to Cora's ex-husband. Turns out she really is a psycho. Terrible things could have happened to both of us. Thankfully, she can no longer hurt us. "We'll get through this together," he said. Since then, my dad and I have been living happily in our home with my amazing mother in our thoughts.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.